With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
This Lent, we follow Jesus as he faces evil in the hours before his death. What is evil? Who is doing evil against Jesus during Passion Week? What are ways in which we are complicit in evil? Do we take evil seriously? As we experience evil in our own lives, discover how Jesus stands in the face of evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, who delivers us from all evil. Lord Jesus, you suffered evil at the hands of the religious establishment. Priests accuse you of blasphemy. In their trial against you, they called the Good Shepherd evil. Forgive your people when we call evil good and good evil. We are sheep easily led astray. Renew us to be your people, clean and holy. Amen. Our reading today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verses 33 and 34. Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me." Our meditation today is entitled Our Best Intentions and is written by Joe Celeste Galang. I often struggle with the sin of discontentment. Lately, I've become discontent with my house. When my husband and I first moved in, we loved everything about the place. But the longer we've lived here, the more we've started to nitpick at certain things. The lack of natural light in the living room. The smaller than average kitchen. The wet basement. Although we don't plan to move anytime soon, I've gotten myself into the habit of searching real estate websites for houses that seem better than what we have. Houses with open floor plans and finished basements. giant windows, and shiny bathrooms. I like to look at the pictures of these homes and imagine what it might be like to live there. Of course, this habit has only fueled my discontentment. On top of that, it sucked away time that could be better spent elsewhere, yet I can't seem to stop. I've tried deleting the real estate apps from my phone, asking my husband to hold me accountable, giving up the habit for Lent. But I somehow always find myself drawn right back to this particular way of sinning. Most of us have good intentions when it comes to avoiding sin. We make promises that we'll stop doing X, or that we'll start doing Y. We put systems into place to help make or break habits. But as Jesus reminds Peter in Matthew 26, verse 41, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." We continue to sin again and again despite our best intentions. Our own willpower simply isn't enough to prevent sin from creeping in. In Luke 22, Peter makes a bold promise to Jesus. "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death," he says. But Jesus already knows that Peter will fail to keep his promise. He knows that despite Peter's best intentions, he will give in to Satan and deny Christ. Jesus knows our sins too. He knows the sins of our past, present, and future. He knows the sins we regret and those we commit over and over without even thinking. He knows exactly how Satan likes to tempt us. Yet still, he loves us. So much so that he died on the cross in our stead. Just before predicting Peter's denial, Jesus says to the disciples, "Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." In these words, Jesus is declaring that he has the ultimate authority over Satan. Satan may tempt us, but Christ intervenes on our behalf. It is through Christ alone, not our own strength or willpower, that we can truly repent of our sins. And when we do succumb to temptation, it is through Christ alone that we are forgiven. We pray. Lord, my flesh is weak. Give me strength to repent of my sins and the strength to resist temptation. Thank you for always forgiving me when I fail. Amen. Amen. In the face of evil, may the God of faithfulness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Jesus Christ. Amen.